Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day. It is 12 days to the start of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. It returns on the 9th of May. 2022. The I Beg to Differ round of 16 starts on Monday, May 9th, but we will have two debates before that. Next week, we're going to have our playoff matches for the last two spots. We'll have the first one at 4 p.m. on Tuesday. Tuesday is the 3rd of May. So Tuesday, the 3rd of May, we'll have the first one, 4 p.m. We'll have the battle for the number 16 seed, and on Wednesday, the 5th of May at 5 p.m., we will have on the 4th. It's Wednesday, the 4th. I'm confusing it now, but anyways, Wednesday, 4 p.m., it's a battle for the number 15 seed. So don't miss those debates happening right here on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Now, of course, while you're listening, if you witness a story or a news event that you want Lagos to know about, call us on 01465-7175. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. So if you think it is news, it probably is. I have a great show for you. We'll start with the big three. Let's talk about some presidential aspirants in both APC and PDP saying that they will step down for Goodluck Jonathan. Then let's talk about police and civil defense shooting each other in Owerri. And then let's talk about Keke drivers protesting against both the Lagos Parks Committee and TOOAN. Today is Wednesday, so we're going to bring you the glass ceiling. On the glass ceiling, we'll talk about the emotional support that people need to escape domestic violence. On Balogun and Broad, I have three stories for you. So we're going to talk about rising prices this year. Then we'll talk about Smeden saying that 2 million SMEs have shut down since 2017. And then let's talk about how the backlog of NIN SIM verifications is affecting telcos. Now, expect news, business, and sports at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. Like I said at the top of the show, I am Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos. These are your hard facts. Can the PDP campaign effectively against Goodluck Jonathan? Are our law enforcement agencies acting lawlessly towards each other? Are the unions exploiting Keke drivers? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. Ben Ayade of the APC and Bala Mohammed of the PDP have both said that they would leave the presidential race if Jonathan joins it. That's our first story. Now, for months, there has been speculation about Jonathan defecting to the APC and running for president. But it's been just that, speculation. And this show is called Hard Facts, not Hard Speculations. So I've stayed away from the speculation. But last week, something factual happened. I told you that some groups marched on Jonathan's office to demand that he enter the race. But the bigger news was that he did not rule it out. Instead, he said they should watch out for what comes next. So now we have something to talk about. Goodluck Jonathan, one of the only two living civilian ex-presidents, is thinking about running for president again and is making consultations. We now have to ask, how would his candidacy, if it materializes, affect both parties? So first of all, let's look at the People's Democratic Party. Jonathan, of course, won four elections as a PDP man. Two for deputy governor of Bayelsa, one for vice president, one for president. He lost his second presidential race to President Buhari, of course. And here's where it may get difficult for the PDP. Most of the PDP's biggest stars campaigned hard for Jonathan in 2007 and 2011 and 2015. Back in 2015, they painted his presidency as an example of smart economic policy making, and they painted Jonathan himself as a paragon of decency. For the past 7 years, whenever there has been some economic crisis like the recession or food inflation or budget constraints, they have pointed to a steady GDP growth under Jonathan and increased purchasing power of the middle class. They've hailed Jonathan's attempt to remove fuel subsidy as prophetic. As the security in the north has raged on, they've drawn maps comparing the size of the insurgency by the end of 2014 with the current state of things. To them, it has always been clear that Jonathan handled the problem very well. Some of them have even gone so far as to say that Jonathan was sabotaged. But what happens if in a few days' time, the same Jonathan, many of them have praised for 7 years, appears on the opposing side's ticket? How do they campaign against that man with a straight face? Sure, some of them were in APC when Jonathan was defeated. So people like Abubakar, Atiku Abubakar, Bukola Saraki, Aminu Tambuwal, they were in the APC when Jonathan was defeated. But what about Enyesu Mwike? Enyesu Mwike served as a minister under Jonathan, campaigned heavily for Jonathan. What about an Anyim Pius Anyim, who was Jonathan's SGF? What about a Bala Mohammed, who was his FCT minister? In fact, Mohammed is already saying that if Jonathan emerges, he, Bala Mohammed, would have to step down. He said, quote, "He is one of those persons I respect most in this country. He's the most respected person I have because I emerged and came to national limelight through him. Certainly, I have come to establish a family relationship with him, and to me, he cannot be in the race and I will be in the race out of respect and modesty. I've given him enough time and he has urged me to go ahead, and I have gone ahead and even got another burden now, the mandate of my elders to continue. So if Jonathan is running, it is a very big problem to me," end quote. Bala Mohammed there. And like I said when I started the show, Bala Mohammed is not the only one. And he's not even an unserious aspirant. In fact, in our next story, we're going to talk about how he was shortlisted as one of the Northern Elders Forum 2 consensus candidates. And yet he's saying that he'll drop out of the race for Jonathan in another party. Because Bala Mohammed is in a different party from Jonathan. So that's for the PDP side, you know. That's how it may get difficult for them in the PDP. Now let's come to the APC. It's a similar issue. It's just flipped. The APC came to power with some very strong anti-Jonathan messaging. The party characterized him as ineffectual, as out of touch, as corrupt, as even incompetent. They accused Jonathan of mismanaging federal funds, of letting Boko Haram grow, of reigning over a bad economy. When the presidency condemns 16 years of PDP, the last 5 years of that belong to Jonathan. So how would President Buhari and the rest of the APC stalwarts campaign for the same man they so thoroughly decampaigned 7 years ago? Will they have to say that they were wrong about Jonathan? Will they have to say they were wrong about his track record as president? If Jonathan decides to run, it would be really interesting to see who in both sides, both parties, sticks to their guns about Jonathan and who changes mouth. And if he does win the APC ticket, I'm very curious to see how the PDP campaigns against Jonathan. But Lagos, let me hear your thoughts. 0700-993-993-993. I'm curious to hear from you. What is your take on Bala Mohammed saying that he's not going to run if Jonathan is running? Ben Ayade, the same thing. How do you think the APC would handle campaigning for a man they campaigned so vehemently against? Can the PDP mount a decent counter campaign to Jonathan after singing his praises for a decade? Interesting times ahead, huh? We've got WhatsApp. Excuse me. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. That's for WhatsApp. Facebook, share your thoughts there. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. And definitely tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. If you're a PDP member, I really want to hear from you on the show today. Hello, how are you?
My Ebu Presido.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, this is your senior special advisor on general duty.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah, thank you very much. Mm. There's this word that these people use, men of integrity.
Okay.
Where is the integrity? If really President Jonathan want to go to APC, like you said, we all are in Nigeria now, 2014, 2015. All this about this man, all the wrongdoings, the same people want to cajole him into, like one of them would say, cajole him into their party.
Mm.
So where is the integrity in every one of them? If he wants to continue with PDP, we say, okay, oh, he wants to complete his term. What all those things they said about this man? He wants to go and join them? For Bala Muhammad, it's true now. They say you don't bite the finger that fed you. But at times, if he feed you wrongly, you chop it off. That is my own opinion. No. So, Sandra.
Mm.
Sorry, Jerry. President Sandra. Sorry, I think you hear me. So, that
you.
Word integrity, I don't want them to be using it. Both parties. Every one of them now.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hello?
Hello. What's your name, ma'am?
Okay, my name is Meg.
Hi, Meg. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, if I would advise Jonathan, I will advise him not to even think about it.
Okay.
Because in the long run, to me, he's going to be messed up big time.
Okay.
I think he should just maintain his stance presently, honorably.
Okay.
I don't think he should go to APC. No, they did him big harm with all the smear campaign that he had. I don't think he should contest for this.
Okay.
And whether other people will step down for him. You know, we're in a country where people don't really know what they want. So anybody can say he wants to be a presidential aspirant and step down for Jonathan. It doesn't make anything. It doesn't amount to anything as far as I'm concerned.
Hmm.
But for him as a person, I would advise he stays clear of that bit that they are dangling in front of him. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling, Meg. We've got Dambaba in Victoria Island. Hi, Dambaba.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Sorry, I keep calling you Mr. Sandra. I don't know what is wrong with
you. It's all right. All joy. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah. You see, to me, I don't know if Jonathan truly wants to come. I doubt. But I don't know why we in Nigeria sometimes we don't view our opinion before we speak. You remember when Atiku, you know, people are saying that Atiku will be a presidential candidate to PDP. All PDP loyalists and supporters then say that all the political party want now is power. That they will present Atiku, whether it's on the north or they don't care, that they want power. Let them grab the power. You think APC don't want power? APC themselves are doing the calculation who to present to grab power. That is why they are looking for Jonathan now. So what is good for the good is also good for the gander. But to me, I will advise Jonathan to stay clear, to stay off politics. Enough now, he has had almost 6 years. What do you want again? What do you want to correct? Like you say, the party that condemn you, say all sorts of things about you, still want you. How do these people want to campaign? Is it that they will say that, oh, Jonathan is now a repent anyway? They say if you join APC, all your sins are forgiven. Politicians, they are Maradona, they can do anything. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Damaba, for calling. 99.3.
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, okay. My name is Obi.
Obi, welcome.
Okay, for me, I think they are having suspicions that people are clamoring for an Eastern president.
Okay.
So they just want to cajole him for him to come to their end. I think they're just desperate for power. That's all. They're just too desperate.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Obi, for calling. But Jonathan isn't even an Eastern. He's not from the Southeast. He's from the South-South. South-South is very different from Southeast. You know, if that's what that's about. But more importantly, how will that campaign go? Because, I mean, we were all here. We know that this administration rode to power off of a lot of what they they had to say of the administration of President Goodluck Jonathan, you know, when he was in power, you know, and a lot of them very factual. You know, President Goodluck Jonathan mishandled the Boko Haram crisis, for instance, mishandled the Chibok kidnapping, for instance. And these are just a few examples. But on the other hand, you have the PDP that essentially said Goodluck Jonathan was the next best thing after sliced bread. So if he does emerge as the consensus candidate for the APC, how will the PDP handle the counter campaign? Are they going to then say that everything they've said about Jonathan in the past 7 years has been a lie? Frank is in Ikeja. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, hello. Good day.
Good day. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, I like what Dan Baba said.
Okay.
That PDP, people in PDP, when Atiku, they said what they're interested in getting power.
Mm.
Do you understand? APC knows also they're interested in getting power. But let me just tell everybody that is even talking about Jonathan.
Okay.
Look, everybody's ambitious, number one. He wants to also be the president of this country. You know, come back and complete second term. That is number one. Then number two, even the North see him as their joker to return to power as fast as possible. And he's going, I bet you, the guy must have studied the situation and he's going to get a massive, massive vote from the North. Massive vote from the North. Because even when he was there, the North benefited immensely from his, benefited a lot from his government. So he's going to get massive, massive votes. If the president should also campaign for him, at least he's going to get massive votes also from Northwest. So what people are talking about, I don't know, I don't just understand. Though, to me personally, I would have preferred him just staying out of politics and be another statesman. But at the end of the day, that is his personal decision. So the course is even very clear for him. He's the most likely person that is going to win that election. I am telling.
All right, Frank, thank you very much for calling. By the way, I should mention, if you're a huge fan of I Beg to Differ, we have a quiz up on our website that you should participate in if you want to win a quick 5,000 naira. If you can answer the most questions, be the first person to answer the most questions correctly, you get 5K from us right here. If you say you know all there is to know about I Beg to Differ, get on our website and take part in the very fun I Beg to Differ quiz. That's on www.nigeriainfo.fm. That's our website. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Hope.
Hope.
Omoshi.
Welcome. What do you think about Jonathan running? Maybe.
Sandra.
Mm?
I just want Jonathan to maintain his prestige.
Okay.
I just want him to just back all whatever they are saying in APC.
Okay.
Same APC that condemned him. Sandra, put him in your shoes. If you are the one, will you even listen to enough Kajo they are cajoling?
Why am I in it?
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
And if you attend asking, how are they going to campaign? They will campaign. Remember Obaseki and Pastor?
Abi.
They campaign very well now. This is the man for the job. Let's go for Jonathan. I beg you, no go work for them. Take care.
Thank you very much for calling. All right, we'll take a break. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, I'll bring you our second story. For our second story, let's take a trip to Imo State. In Imo State, the police clashed with civil defense. Both sides arrested and beat up and shot each other. So for our second story, let's take that trip. But for right now, let's take a break. When we come back, you keep listening to three of the biggest stories of the day right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria's number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Our second story takes us to Imo State, where police clashed with civil defense, with both sides arresting, beating, and shooting each other. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is the Big Three on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It all started on Sunday after that explosion at the illegal refinery. The civil defense state commandant, Michael Oga, visited the scene. On his way back to Owerri, his convoy had an altercation with police superintendent Nonso Ezenwanne. Oga claims SN1 tried to obstruct his convoy, but the police command says that the convoy hit SN1's car, and that was when he came down to complain, and that when he came down to complain, the civil defense officers slapped him, seized his phone, and drove off. So he chased them to get back his phone. Civil defense says that he just chased them to harass them. They say that when they finally stopped near their HQ, SN1 brought out a gun and was threatening them until they disarmed and arrested him. The police say that he was arrested for no reason. The next day, police officers came down to the civil defense HQ to look for SN1. They claim that civil defense never reached out to them. They claim they traced SN1's phone location, which led them to the NSCDC HQ. And both agencies disagree over what happened next. Michael Oga, the civil defense boss, claims that police stopped his car outside his office, beat him up. He says they flogged him while shooting at his officers and the HQ and took him away. He claims to have been tortured in a police cell. For their part, the police say that they came in peace and they asked for their comrade. They claim it was the civil defense officers who started insulting and threatening them and also started shooting. The police say they used, quote, minimal force, including tear gas, to rescue SN1. Now, it's not the first time that we've seen two security agencies going at it, but each time it happens, it's still quite shocking. Also a bit hilarious, but very shocking. And it raises the question why our law enforcement agencies are using force instead of the rule of law to settle their quarrels. The national commandant of NSCDC, Ahmed Audi, asked the same question this week. He asked why the police could not resolve the issue without, quote, resorting to violent attacks on personnel or facilities. And I want to ask you the same question. If you're a force man or woman listening to me, why can't we apply rule of law when it's two security agencies? At least it's two security agencies now. It's pretty cool, Abby. Why do you think so many disputes between our security agencies degenerate into violence? Men, call me on 01-0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01-465-7190. Also, let me know what you think about Bala Mohammed saying that he's not going to run if President Jonathan is running. And how do you think the APC will handle campaigning for a man that they campaigned so vehemently against? Do you think that the PDP can mount a counter campaign to Jonathan after singing his praise for the past decade? WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Leave us your thoughts there as well. We'll take that as we go along. And yes, definitely share your thoughts on our second story. For men, it's 0700-993-993-993. For women, it's 01-465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling.
Good afternoon.
What's your name, sir?
I'm Gabriel, calling from Olowara.
Gabriel, welcome. What story do you want to talk about?
I want to ask, who is Bala Mohammed?
Bala Mohammed is a politician. He's currently a governor, I believe.
Okay. From what you're saying, they just want to bring, to hear word from Jonathan's mouth.
Okay.
That's why he said that if Jonathan is running, then he will not run. Who is he?
He's the governor of Bauchi State.
And for NSDC and the police. The police is always claiming to be in your partner. That's why they have to wipe the order. But it's not good. The police is meant to maintain law and order. But still, Nigeria, anything can happen. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Gabriel. 99.3. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I want to talk about Jonathan.
All right. Welcome.
You know, many things APC talk about Jonathan at that time, they were lying. And again, I want to ask, this country, Nigeria, is it founded in a lie that we believe lies so much in this country? And advice we are getting for Jonathan, make it go rest. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Sunday from Ikeja. So quickly, regarding Goodluck Jonathan,
mm-hmm.
What I would say is if you take politicians serious, it's at your own peril.
Okay.
Everybody's all about, going into power. So whatever you think about ethics or morality doesn't count. Then What I'm trying to say again is how PDP and APC will campaign is actually irrelevant. If you look at antecedents, all these guys are the same thing. PDP, APC, they're all the same thing.
Mm.
What will happen, what I'm going to predict will happen is you're going to start seeing mass defections from PDP. If Jonathan ends up taking the ticket for the APC, people will start defecting. Now what will happen is you'll just see a mix of PDP and APC, and all these people who are passionate saying that Jonathan shouldn't soil his good name and everything, just you guys should just rest. All these guys are all the same thing. That's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Tonia on the line. Hi, Tonia.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome, Tonia.
Thank you. Please, if our former president, being Jonathan, if he loves himself and his family, it's better he go into his bedroom. He should forget about Bala Muhammad, no matter what he said. If he loves himself, this nation will not beckon him. Let him just love himself the way God have already loved him. Let him go into his bedroom. Care for his mom and his family. I know they may vote him in or whatever, but for God's sake, if he's hearing us, let him forget about politics in this nation again. God have already blessed him. I don't know what else he wants. Concerning Imo State and the police and whatever, they will continue to fight as far as hope of them is there. They will continue to mess themselves up in Imo State. Thank you.
All right, Tonya, thanks for calling. Emmanuel Odu says, Sandra, the more we talk about these guys like Jonathan, PDP, etc., the more media helps to distract us because this type of news is commercial for you. I don't know what you're talking about there. We've got Jacobs Femi who says, what is happening about Jonathan is evident that both PDP and APC are the same. I wish we could dump them all and vote somebody that is neutral. Ebi Ambo says, Jonathan joining APC, the complexities of Nigerian politics, hard to comprehend. What can I say other than good luck to good luck? We've got James in Ikeja on the line. Hi, James.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, James?
I am confused. That's right. Because I'm thinking about what APC is thinking. What can they possibly be thinking by trying to invite Jonathan into the fray? The permutation doesn't... I'm thinking about it because... The Southeast gives Jonathan a lot of votes. Definitely will not give it to South Sudan this year. If they don't feel the PDP, a Peter Obi or an Igbo person, they're going to be angry with APC for that. Secondly, the Southeast is a PDP enclave. The thing is, they'll vote APC, especially when it is against an Igbo candidate. See, the permutation that saw Jonathan winning doesn't exist anymore. So I can only think that they're doing this because Jonathan is saying to have made a lot of money and they want to chop the money, which means APC is not really interested in the presidency. It's not in power. They just want the money. I don't know why they're doing this. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm sure if you think they a little deeper, you would find one more reason why Jonathan could be the perfect candidate. If you think a bit deeper. I'm not going to say it here.
Sandra, make an NVD. Jonathan cannot win election 2023. Even if Jesus come with one,
Okay. All right, James. Thanks for calling. I'm sure if you think about it, just think I'm deep. Now, of course, it's going to be speculative, you know, and I don't want to get into speculations with anyone, you know, but I have my theories, and I'm sure if you think a little deep, you will see, okay, why Jonathan? Why the choice of Jonathan? We've got Joyce in Abulegba on the line. Hi, Joyce.
Yeah, hello, Sandra.
How are you?
Tago, you're back, and you're much better now. Your voice is much better.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so you're asking how would the PDP campaign, right, when Jonathan comes under APC? For me, if I'm one of the campaign team, it's very simple. It just shows that the man does not have an ideology. You know, he's not. He can be swerved. So if the person you people want to vote for is somebody that can swerve, that you can push around, then that man is not worth being a president. Now you should be in a party based on an ideology. Even with the way Donald Trump was pushed around, with all that happened, he did not stop becoming the Republican. He was still with them. So Jonathan doing what he wants to do now, I don't know if he has defected yet, but if he's still thinking about it, if he knows what is good for him, he should think about having an ideology, having a legacy that will live with him even after he dies, that this man is a man that is upright. So if he changes APC, he's not a big deal for me. I'm even not going to vote him if he goes to another party, because I believe in an ideology. So that's for me.
That is for you. All right. Thank you very much. Now, for our final story, Keke riders in Lagos are protesting against both their union and the government's park committee. That's our third story. Now, you know that the Tricycle Owners and Operators Association has been accusing the new Lagos State Parks and Garages Committee of using force to chase them from the garages. They're accusing the committee chairman, MC Olomo, of sending thugs to beat up their officials in the parks and take over ticketing. So when this week some Keke riders staged a protest against the committee, it seemed like more of the same. It happened in Ifakijaya. The riders were accusing the committee of trying to force them under its umbrella. They're also complaining about excessive ticketing. But now you have another group of Keke riders protesting against the Tricycle Owners and Operators Association. This protest was at Abulegba. Riders in that area say that they agreed to be under the jurisdiction of the Parks Committee. And because of that, TOON has been sending thugs to terrorize them. They say, ants they suffer, big grass they suffer, when two elephants they fight. But what do you think? We have Keke riders, innocent transport workers, alleging that both their union, which is meant to protect them, and the government committee, which is meant to protect everyone, are sending thugs to beat them up over a turf war. Do you think this is just a fight about revenue? How should the government react to these two sets of accusations? 01465-7190 for women, for men, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name, ma'am?
Yes, my name is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
On Jonathan's case, I think the only reason why they want Jonathan back is not worth the power back in the north. Jonathan will agree to do 4 years, and after 4 years, what happens? The power goes back to the north. So it's all about selfish interest. It's not as if they so much love Nigerians that they want the best. And I don't think Jonathan would have been the best man. But just because of selfish interest and selfish reasons, wanting the power back in the north, that's why they want to bring him back. But if I were Jonathan, just to save his name, because if at the end of the day he loses it, what becomes of you? Those are the things you should even consider. What becomes of the name he has made internationally, what becomes of it? So if he is the wise man, he should not fall for their antics. He should not fall for their tricks. They all want the power back in the north after 4 years. Jonathan will only do 4 years. And after that, he goes back to the north. That's it.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let's take a look at messages we have on WhatsApp, and then we'll come to Facebook in a bit. On WhatsApp, we've got this message here. I welcome GEJ. My prayer is letting security end in Nigeria. Good afternoon, Sandra. Maybe Jonathan forgot something at the State House, Aso Rock. It's impossible for APC to pick him as her aspirant or candidate. He cannot win primaries. This dispensation is different to the period he reigned, not even with the caliber of the APC aspirants on queue. I'll advise him to stay and enjoy his pension. Oluolugbade from Ikorodu with that message there. This one says, I'm confused. All these politicians are the same. All right. So many messages on WhatsApp. You're really, really engaged with this Jonathan story. Let's try to take as many of them as we can. Sandra, perish that idea. Jonathan will not even win APC primaries. That's Eugene from Surulere. This is a joke. I don't see him coming up on APC. That's their last card. It's game over. That's Kome from Warri. Kome, how's Warri today? We've got Stephen from Ikorodu who says, when you think about Jonathan in APC against the PDP, interesting times. If Jonathan came out to run, he has lost it. He should not run at all. That's Temi Tumi saying that. We've got, you didn't leave your name, but you say that from your laughter, it appears you are enjoying enjoying this drama, Sandra. If Jonathan decides to campaign under APC, it will backfire. APC made him look like he was the worst thing to exist in Nigeria. Jonathan has done his best for the nation. He should enjoy his retirement in peace. Oh, yes, I am enjoying the drama. This is the best time to be a Nigerian journalist or reporter because there's so much happening and it's all so enjoyable. We've got Trish, who says it's not going to be an issue. What will happen is that either party will use either narrative to campaign. PDP will use APC vitriol against Jonathan, and APC will use the positive remarks by PDP to campaign for him. It's that simple. Trish, thanks for your message. Ah, I guess shame. I think that's why it's hard for me to wrap my head around it, you know? Because I guess shame. The person who I condemn, I know if it's, especially if I condemn him in public, I know if he come back and say, you understand? So I think that's why it's hard for me to like wrap my head around, well, how is that going to work? But I guess that's probably why I'm not a politician, and they are. We've got Oladele Mike, who says, Jonathan coming back to the presidency, that's vague. It's a morning mist that will vanish away. It cannot be fruitful. All right, let's look at more messages here. Jonathan in APC, wow, nothing will shock us again for this country. Well, he hasn't joined. It's still speculative at this point. But both sides have said that if he enters the race, we don't know who he's going to run on, which platform he's going to run on. But if he does enter the race, we have people on both sides who have said that they will step down for him. And there's been a lot of talk that he could get the APC ticket. We've got Omar King in the US who says, Omar King, if you want me to take your message, you're really going to have to, say nice things. Okay? How do you explain a situation where the army beats up the police harasses LASMA and NCDC, and police takes vengeance on hapless citizens? I don't understand. I'm working in the US with that message there. My advice to former President Jonathan is to ignore their calls. They only want to rubbish his antecedent and make him a laughing stock in Nigeria and overseas. Lanre Bashir from Ketu. What I will say, though, is that regardless of who wants to be Nigeria's president and who ends up being Nigeria's president in 2023, that person has to be somebody that knows what they're doing, because things are not looking good. Things are not looking good at all. So I don't envy the person whose job it's going to be to try to fix things, you know? So whoever that is has to be somebody who has what it takes to fix this problem. And it's not a one-person job, you know? It's a job that you're going to do alongside the people that you surround yourself with. So whoever it's going to be, that person needs to think long and hard about whether this is a job they actually want. And you should definitely not let anybody who doesn't talk to you — by talk to you, I mean talk to you through the media, like interviews on social media, on traditional media, not speeches that they're giving at campaigns. Those ones are easy to do. I mean, one-on-one conversations with you on Nigeria Info. You call into the show and ask them questions. If they're not doing that for you, if their team is shielding them from facing you, the public, you should think twice about, voting whoever that is. Because if they want your votes at such a crucial time in our nation's history, they have to talk to you directly and answer the questions you have. Because you have a lot of questions, burning questions. And you don't want speeches anymore. You want answers. So if they're not going to talk to you, if their team is shielding them from talking to you, you better shield them from collecting your vote. Let me come back to the phone lines. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. All right. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Sandra.
What's your name?
My name is Prince Wyatt, calling from Amuodofin.
Hello, Prince Wyatt. Welcome. Go ahead.
How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I know you're always okay. Only like 3 days ago, your voice can't change. What happened?
I jumped frog.
Hey, you see, Sandra, for President Jonathan to come back, it's a forbidden fruit, too. But the majority of politicians, they don't care. Have you forgotten? Former Vice President, Atiku contest other issues.
Mm.
This year and then.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was condemning his government. Government of Yoruba that is part of. So if Jonathan come to APC, he will still condemn the previous government because the present government, he can't condemn them. That's the political for you. And for him to come, in fact, for me, it's a forbidden fruit. What will you come to do? As of today, if not get my agreement, they have during the last election, 2015, the Jonathan is supposed to be caught by now. Because if you don't know, his wife for me takes more than $1 billion to the authority through the competent court of judicial. So for me, you don't have anything to do. What I respect the Jonathan for is by conceding defeat. After this, nothing more. Can they, even though from Obasanjo to Yadua, from Yadua, Jonathan, what project did they started that committed only that 2 years of anything? That's a lot of money. But they wasted it. President government today, they have blames. The weight of security, I will blame Buhari, I will give him that low percentage. But what of when you talk of infrastructure today, I'm telling you, I've rated very high. But during Jonathan period, some people just want to use him. They will use him and dump him. Those who saw on television say, I'm sorry, what it's one of the big politicians that force all those people. So for me, he better sit that you're okay and remain there for enjoy his retirement. But what talk of staffing for Nigeria? No, we want fresh blood.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Prince Wires. Uzoichi Kenneth says, politics in this country is what my Orlu people will call Chibo Anuozo. Okay. Meaning every day another story. These people know very well that GJ will only do 4 years and after that, power will return to the north. Lol. LOL. They're playing smart. All right, that's a message there from Uzoichi Kenneth. Uzoichi, thank you very much for your message. Jacob Spemi, I think I've taken that message before. Let's see a message I haven't taken. Ogundelekeinde Olawumi says, Jonathan has been sworn in twice as president. Therefore, he has no legal right to contest for the same position again. No, actually, he was sworn in to finish his term, his August term, and then he ran for first term as president, which is why he was running for a second term in 2015 before he lost to Buhari. You remember? So he does have one more term left in him, and then he'll be done. But anyways, let's take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll bring you Glass Ceiling. On today's Glass Ceiling, I have a guest joining me in the studio. You don't want to miss it. We're going to talk about domestic violence. We'll talk about why people stay, even when the situation is no longer tenable for them. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili on social media, S. Ezekwesili everywhere. Don't go away. 4 o'clock. Let's keep talking.